Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of these incidents when we take some subject under discussion at the Louisville Magazine in my column Smiley's Picks and take it on air. Only this time there's a difference because Smiley's Picks gets laid up for the summer while these broadcasts like Tennyson's Brook just go on and on. So for a slight change of pace, I'd like to introduce Kane Webb. He is the new editor of the Louisville Magazine in succession to Bruce Aller, and he's come from Arkansas to edit the Louisville Magazine. Kane Webb, welcome.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. Yeah.
Tell us more about where you're from and why.
Well, sure. Yeah, why? I'm a native of Arkansas. I was actually born in Hot Springs, and yes, I do have a Bill Clinton connection.
Oh, right.
Bill grew up in Hot Springs. My father was an English teacher at Hot Springs High School when Bill was a student there in the band, but he didn't teach him. But every Arkansan has some sort of Clinton story. I think it's required to get your papers there in that state. Born in Hot Springs, grew up in Arkansas mostly, lived in Memphis and Nashville, went to school at the University of Missouri's Journalism School, very fine journalism institution, had absolutely no interest in returning home, as most college students do. We want to go out and see the world. But I did end up going back home. I was got a job in a newspaper in Little Rock, Arkansas, one of the old-fashioned newspaper wars. There was an Arkansas Democrat and an Arkansas Gazette, and it was this bloody, brilliant, two newspapers just slugging it out. You knew one of them was going to die eventually because the market was too small and newspapers were changing. And they did, but it was a great experience. I ended up kicking around Arkansas for a while and also lived in Minneapolis and in New Orleans on either end of the Mississippi River. That's the only thing those two cities share in common. And now I'm back in another river town in Louisville.
You are indeed, and you're also obviously experiencing the extremes of vicissitudes of temperature. The first time I came to Louisville 30 years ago, I think it was like 104 in the summer with 100% humidity. And then when I came back again, I think to take up the job, it was something like 70 below, you know,
like
180
yeah.
degree range. So you'll find it all here. Kane, in all the talk about the decline and fall of print media, and sure, there have been huge changes in this city as well as obviously in your native city. The magazine business seems simply to flourish. I mean, you go into any airport and there's wall upon wall of niche markets.
Isn't it
niche
amazing?
Niche magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
That's a great question. I think the reasons magazines as a whole will flourish and continue to do so is because they do offer the better ones, like Louisville Magazine, which I think is a very fine city regional magazine. They still offer something you don't find anymore in newspapers or much on the internet, which is great long-form storytelling.
Yes.
People still enjoy reading stories. They set aside time for that. Graydon Carter, who's the editor of Vanity Fair, said that on their website, of all the stories that are most emailed, they tend to be the longer ones, which goes hand in hand with what I think about a good magazine. You have the service-oriented stuff, you know, the best of this, the best of that, city guides. But then you can have that 3,000, 4,000-word meaty piece of journalism, of storytelling, that the newspapers are no longer inclined to do because they don't have the resources for it. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the space. And the internet you don't find because they don't pay for that. You know, the internet, for now at least, is filled with opinion blogs and quick hits and news. That's going to hurt newspapers long term. I'm an old newspaper man, but I'm not bullish on the future of newspapers.
The future of daily print.
Yeah.
And yes, it refuses to die. I mean,
partially, I don't think it'll ever die. I think we'll always have some form of a print, ink on paper newspaper. I think it will continue to diminish. The way we get our news will be in a different form, perhaps an iPad. I don't know. I'm 47 years old. I've been in the business a quarter of a century. We're in the middle of a revolution. I can't begin to imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years. You know, Facebook is, 5 years old?
Yep.
And this thing's, you know, everywhere now. It's changed the world. But back to magazines. There's a kind of a house ad you see in a lot of national magazines these days. It talks about how in the time since Google has taken off, magazine readership is up a certain percentage. The readers are young. Magazines are flourishing. And I think there's a reason for that. And that's the long-form journalism, the beauty of a magazine. One of the great quotes, the lines they have in that is, you know, you surf the web or surf the internet and you immerse yourself in a magazine. And you do. You know, it sits around for a while, you pick it up, you enjoy the photography, the layout, the words are of a piece.
Right. The other factor, of course, is a lot of what's written and printed and whatnot is driven by advertising. Mm-hmm. And the joy of magazines is that you can have a big fat color ad and it's going to lie on somebody's coffee table for a month, whereas a hit on the internet is gone before it's arrived.
That's it, yeah. You pick up a magazine and the ads are as pretty as the layout, often more beautiful. And I think advertisers appreciate that, you know. Newspapers are still a good way to get your message out for certain advertisers. The internet, we haven't figured out how to monetize it yet, frankly.
You mean make money from it?
Yeah, because the sites that have the quick little pop-up ads, those type of things, they don't pay much to advertise there. And people find them as more annoyances than
they
anything
do, don't
else.
They?
Yeah. Now, the iPad with these what do they call them, tablets, that may change a little bit, because you can get your publication, newspaper, magazine, in a form where you can turn pages, you can tap on an ad, and then you can get a link into, you know, whatever department store, you know, all these different things that makes it a little more palatable for the advertiser. But we haven't figured it out yet. Newspapers haven't figured it out yet. You don't find a lot of these websites making a lot of money.
Huffington Post is one of
the... That's one of the few. One of the few. And I'm not sure what kind of overhead they have at all, and that helps them a lot.
And they steal most of their stuff anyway, don't they?
I mean, I think they're aggregators. Yeah, they get a lot of their information.
Is that a polite way of saying they steal all?
Yeah, collectors, they steal. You know, the political publication Politico, when it came out a few years ago, was fashioned as a web-only thing, and it's got a great website. If you're at all interested in politics, you go there. But I remember one of the founders said, we still have to put out a weekly publication, hard copy, because that's where the advertising is. I found that very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So we just don't know what's going to happen long-term.
Now, you've been in town about 10 days. And,
I have,
You know, I'm not going to do that thing of asking you to get off a plane, what do you think of Louisville so far?
I'll give you my impression,
Can you give me some impression, first of all, of the magazine? Any direction you see it going in, or is it going to be maintaining what is now quite a distinguished and lengthy tradition?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely maintain that nice mix of long-form journalism and service stories and be a reflection of the city. The... you know, I see it as kind of the old credo of Texas Monthly, which is one of my favorite magazines. You know, we want to help people understand and enjoy the city. And Louisville Magazine is well positioned to do that. I was lucky enough when I was, years ago, I was a sports writer, and I covered six Kentucky Derbies in a row, in succession. So I got a taste of the city then and really liked it. I like the fact that it's neither fish nor fowl when it comes to South, North, Midwest.
Yes,
it's
that nice
mix which you hear about a lot. I love the fact that it truly is a city of neighborhoods, distinct neighborhoods, which I've already noticed the real pride that people have in the place they live, the neighborhood they're out. You know, they're not from Louisville, they're from Crescent Hill, or they're from the Highlands, or they're from St. Matthews.
Sure.
And I like that a lot, too.
Well, Kane Webb, thank you very much indeed, and
Absolutely.
Welcome to Louisville.
I'm thank
looking
you.
Forward to your tenure as the newly installed editor of Louisville Magazine.
Enjoyed
thank
it.
You
thank
very
you,
much.
Thompson.
Thank
Bye.
You.